They've joined forces with the experienced drone show collaborators Fremantle Biennale's First Light to create one of our country's first drone light shows. The show will follow the story of Matariki combined with music, which has been designed by Aotearoa Pōra artist James Webster and voiceovers provided by local artists. Sian Elise White is with us, and the director and founder of Aranui. Tēnā koe te tuhine hoki mai. Good to talk again, Sian. Kia ora.
Morena, Dale. I must say I always look forward to these times of year when we get to meet and talk yet again about another Aronui. So it's an exciting time. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe. Drone footage has become more commonplace, but it's still magic imagery when you've got cameras looking down at Papa Tuanuku. But in this case, it's a drone light show. How many drones will be involved on the Rotorua lakefront, and what can we expect?
Kia ora, Dale. So, yes, Aronui Indigenous Arts Festival have decided to innovate this year. So usually we deliver a Indigenous Arts Festival of live theatre, film, art exhibitions, wānanga, of Ngātoi Māori, carving, weaving, and this year we've decided to create a drone show to activate and educate around the Matariki time period and how people can spend it in reflection of the year that's been and looking forward to what's to come. So we've created a drone show. The drone show is called Matariki, so easy to remember. And we've partnered with the Fremantle Biennale. They've got a collective called First Lights who create drone shows with First Nations people in Australia, in Aotearoa. And this year they're collaborating with us for a world first where Aboriginal artist Malona Maguire, who's from Wanjup Noongar country, and myself and Mataia have come together to work with this medium to tell the story of Matariki and how it's connected to the Taiao with 160 drones. So yes, it's a very exciting time, a brand new medium to transmit mātauranga Matariki, mātauranga Māori, and we're very, very excited to bring this to our community, Dale.
Tēnā koe. Gee, it sounds innovative, eh? And perhaps something quite new for you as well, sis. So when you say help to design the light show, step us through some of the challenges to do that.
Of course. Well, it all started last year. I was fortunate to be invited as an Indigenous delegate to the Perth International Arts Festival. So at that festival, they gathered First Nation directors from different arts festivals from around Australasia. And we had a wānanga and then attended some shows. And I was lucky enough to attend a show called Jundal at Lake Jundalup. And it was a drone show collaboration designed by Noongar artists over there from Perth, Western Australia. And it incorporated laser light drones and told the story of an old kuia with a long white hair who used to nurture the stars. And I thought, man, that's a really cool medium to tell and transmit and share and preserve their ancient stories. And actually, I thought drone technology, given that it's in the sky and can quite easily imitate stars, is a perfect medium to tell stories about Matariki. So I brought the idea back to our chair, Mercia Dawn Yates, who has been an absolute champion for all of my out-of-the-box ideas that I bring to her. And of course, she was all in, and we knew that it was going to be a challenging kaupapa because it had never happened before in Aotearoa. We will be the second, to our knowledge, to do a drone light show, and it will be the first in the world to incorporate waiata Māori, taonga puoro, karakia, karanga, and te reo Māori as well in telling the story. So the challenges have been it's expensive, as you can imagine. So we actually had to fundraise from scratch, which was not an easy feat. But it is something that the Board of Trustees, who comprise of Kere Ama Rights, who is a local stalwart in media, Te Reo Māori, is obviously with Te Kapahaka o Ngāti Whakaue, and then we've got lawyer, Te Koanga Awatere, and then we have June Grant, arts veteran, Makoha Gardner, Te Reo Māori, educator, expert, and we also have Piripi Curtis, who's just opened or is about to have his, you know, film Ka Whawhai Tonu, directed by Mike Jonathan, open in cinemas around the world and around Aotearoa. So we've got a very incredible board of trustees who backed this idea, who supported me and our very small team of operations, who are also contractors, to fundraise. And yeah, we're almost there, but it's been quite hard to, I suppose, get people on board during this quite trying time, belts are tightening across the board. So there's not been a lot of funding available, but we've driven right to the end, and we're really, really looking forward and humbled to be bringing this innovative kaupapa to our people.
Tēnā koe. Am I allowed to ask how much it cost to put a show like that together?
Let's just say there's six figures involved, multiple six figures involved. And I think, you know, when we released our media to, you know, when it hit the Herald and the Daily Post, there were a few comments online about how, that's where our rates are going, and that's why rates are rising. And actually, funnily enough, you know, the Rotorua Lakes Council, the events team have been really wonderful. The mayor's endorsed the kaupapa, but we don't have investment funding from council. We've got no investment funding from the local government. In fact, they have given a small tautoko, but it is, I think, we equated it to be about 0.00125% of the budget. So actually, we've fundraised from scratch, and we've been sponsored by very local champions, I should say, that constantly support Arunui, the likes of Rotorua Trust. We used a little bit of our MB incubator funding. We've been applying every month to try and meet our budget. We still actually have a bit of a gap, but it looks like we're going to be good for next week. So this is kind of how much of a risk it's been. But we knew that actually, if we pull this off, it's going to really impact the myriads on a large scale, and hopefully get the message about Matariki and its values out there, not just to Māori, but to the community whānui, you know, of Rotorua and beyond. And it's important. It's a time of togetherness. It's a time of connectivity, and art can do that. As you know, I'm a huge believer that art is an essential service. There's a rongoā, and right now our people need healing and togetherness more than ever.
Well, tēnā koe. I'm imagining it in my mind's eye, picturing it in my mind's eye of this wonderful drone display across the lake. It's going to be something very special. So kia ora to you and everyone who's worked so hard to put it together, Charlize. Can you just touch on the rehearsal tonight, is it, for the Business Events Industry Aotearoa Conference?
Hi, tika. So tonight we've been invited to preview the show at the meeting VIP dinner on the airport tarmac. So we're also taking the opportunity, alongside showing those delegates that they'll get the first viewing ever of Motariki, the drone show. We've also invited our whānau. So my whānau will be going, my mum, my sister, my nephew, and all of our team family. And then also our board of trustees will get to see it. They're bringing their whānau. We have invited our patron, Trevor Maxwell, and also some of our key funders and supporters who have just believed in the Arunui vision from day dot. So we're really excited. Mapaia Kepa, Rangi Tiaria Tibble, James Webster, and myself, the four artists who created the story and did the voiceovers and the music, will all be there tonight, and none of us have seen it. We've only watched it through a live stream when they did a rehearsal in Perth. So it's going to be such a special evening, and I'm actually emceeing the meeting's dinner. So funnily enough, that's kind of taking the edge off of my nerves to see the drone show, because I've also got some duties there tonight at the dinner. So no, look, we're just so humbled, we're so privileged, and we're so grateful for all of the support we've received. And I'm really looking forward to watching the faces of our tamariki, our mokopuna, you know, our taiohi, and our whānau, koeke as well, who will be in attendance and hopefully just be impacted and moved by the story we're going to share with them next week.
Thanks for letting our listeners know about this. It's going to be something quite remarkable. I'm looking forward to seeing some footage, but there'll be nothing quite like seeing it live, and that's what will be occurring on the 27th and 28th at Rotorua Lakefront. Charlize White with us today, a director and founder of Arunui. thank you for joining us and talking of this kaupapa, sis. It's been neat to know how much work is going on behind the scenes as we acknowledge Matariki in 24. Mauri ora kia koe, ngā manaakitanga kia koe.
Mauri ora tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe. Sian Elise White, you were 603.